Extremely Local News now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. John Hansen, who among his 10,000 jobs is the executive producer of the Block Club Chicago podcast, joins us. Good morning, John.
And, hello, Bob.
Do we call this Wrigleyville Hatgate? What's going on?
We went with Wrigleyville Hat Wars. I like yours, too. You should start writing headlines for us, Bob, if you don't mind helping us out in the morning.
Sure.
Use it. No, this is an interesting story. It involves a Chicago boutique owner whose name is Allie Reff, and she's the founder of Alice and Wonder. And she's got a lot of different sports teams covered with some really cool merchandise that she has designed. And it's sleek. It's cool. A lot of the Gen Zers are wearing it. And I've got some of the Blackhawks stuff myself, too, that they sell at the United Center. Well, anyways, this boutique owner started noticing last year that some of the street vendors around the area had hats that were very similar to the ones she designs, and she's tried to track down who is making these things originally. But Bob, someone copies a design, they sell it to someone who sells it to someone, and it gets to a street vendor. There's little she can do. She dropped it. But she noticed that Sports World location right across the street from Wrigley Field started selling not only the hats, but the promotional photos that Sports World were using were the photos that she had taken for her promotions for her sports boutique, which she thought was one step too far. She posted on TikTok saying, look, hats get copied, I get it, but they're using my photos too. Sports World, to their defense, said, look, sorry, we'll take those photos down. We get these hats from a vendor who sold them to me. And so now we have this battle, right? It's a cool design with the word Chicago across the front of it, but perhaps it's quote-unquote easily copyable. And the Sports World guy owner said, look, I'm a local business too. I don't want to put any other local business out of business. Let's see if we can work together. And hopefully they are able to come up with some sort of solution, because Alice in Wonder, they designed their own line of clothing. They should have, you know, the rights to protect them from copiers. But I guess, Bob, that's a story as old as time when it comes to sports merchandise.
Yeah, it sounds though like Brad Rosen over at Sports World is handling it the right way. At least he's saying the right things, isn't he? What's the story on the Northwest side? People are coming up with a way to reduce waste, aren't they?
Yes. Free garage sales. Gone are the days on the Northwest side, although I'm sure you can find them, where you try and hawk some old candles off for 50 cents to somebody. I think it's a lot of people realizing this era that we live in where we all have a lot of stuff, probably too much stuff. Kids don't want your stuff anymore, so it piles up in basements, right? And so they decided, let's do a free garage sale. This was a couple years ago, a group of Northwest Siders. It started with about 16 houses. Now it's up to 40 locations, as they've done this every year since 2020. And they put out toys. Each house can put out whatever they want. They put out the map of where these houses are. And the only rule is you just can't charge for your stuff, right? People have found it very popular. They drive around. Maybe families that can't afford some of the toys or the good things come on by. They get some stuff for free, and you get rid of your stuff. I think it's a really great solution. I hope that they pop up more all over the place.
Good idea. And so is this idea. Where to find Chicago's cheap cocktails?
Oh, amen, Bob. Yes, this is a list that we have that was put together by a local a writer who put together a list of kind of the places where you can find cocktails for under $20. And we wrote in our headline, in this economy, $20 drinks. So Lindsay Rice, one of our reporters, kind of compiled the list. A Lincoln Square woman stepped up to create that online database. And these are all cocktails that are under $8 and under. And it's a spreadsheet. It's on Reddit as well. Her name is Lauren Keene. And so we have the list on our website as well. For example, in Andersonville, at Elixir, you can get a $7 Deep Eddy vodka or an Altos tequila drink. So basically, if you want to choose where you drink based on the price being under $8, we have the entire list for you at blockclubchicago.org.
And naturally, Budweiser is my favorite, besides the fact that I think it tastes better than any other beer.
Were all the Block Club Chicago reporters vying for this assignment?
Yes, exactly. Lindsay happened to get the top of it, but we all contributed in our way. We said it's research. We got to go around, find the ones that are under $8. And but they didn't. But Seamus didn't pay the expenses, unfortunately, Bob. We tried to submit the receipts, but that was shot down.
Good luck with that. Go to blockclubchicago.com for more. John Hansen on tonight, 6 o'clock, WGN Radio, Your Money Matters. Thank you, John. Have a good one.
Thanks, Bob.